T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday. It's 5:46.
Tell us everything. You ran out of here yesterday at 9 something.
Yep.
8:52.
Sorry. 8:52.
Whenever we finished the last news break.
Right. Yeah.
Got home. Loaded up the car. Actually, it was mostly loaded. Huh? Yeah, we managed to get everything into one car. It's so funny. It's amazing what a teenager has. Like, you know, basically he took everything that he's going to need for the year. I mean, he's still got his bed and his dresser and his room. But he took all his stuff and we packed it into 4 bins and 2 laundry baskets. And that was it. We moved him over to Berkeley. So we drove over and everybody has they stagger it. So everyone picks an hour that they're going to move in, because otherwise it would just be more chaotic than it already was. And we found his room and unpacked his stuff.
Do you like his spot?
Yeah, it's cool. And I like it because it's right at the edge of the campus. It's really super easy to get to. And it's near this little street called Euclid. It's just a block. Well, this one block of it right sort of adjacent to the campus is like 15 different little restaurants and convenience stores. Wow. And it's, you know, caters to
They've got dorms right there.
Dorms right there.
Kids with money ready to eat.
Yep.
Hey, did you meet his roommate?
We did. As we had finished unpacking him, his roommate had taken the next slot. So we met him. His whole giant family was there, too.
And so Riley got to pick which bed he wanted.
He
did. Oh,
and
that's a big
deal. And we talked about it for a while, too.
Like which side do you want?
You know, both sides suck. The room is, you know, it's exactly what you remember from your days in college.
Tiny.
It's tiny. There's 2 desks, 2 tiny bookcases, 2 wardrobes that are kind of squeezed next to each other, and 2 twin beds. And not a whole lot of room to move. Nothing, no real floor space or anything. And so we decided on the bed that he was going to take. And
which
so
side? Yeah, so fun.
It was fun. And but they're both sides are exactly the same. It didn't really.
Well, it's going to... I'd be interested to see how they function. Like, I know my friend Jason, not Cisco, but another... I've had like 10 friends Jason.
Jason
I guess
was
that,
a popular
that was the
name yeah.
for our age group.
Jason and Jennifer.
His roommate would leave every weekend and go back home.
Yeah.
And I would sleep in that kid's bed.
Oh.
And maybe someone else with me, too. You never know.
Good God.
What we were up to. So that poor kid would come back and be like, what happened here?
And did you guys change my sheets or what?
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just college days.
Yep. It's, I don't even know what's going to happen there. So there we are. And, you know, of course, Riley knows nobody. So we take off, we go to lunch. And
together,
we're like,
as a family.
The 4 of
like
us.
You've
we went
unpacked,
down to that little Euclid Ave and got a slice.
And this is the end of it. Like, this is...
Well, I thought it was the end of it. And so we're sitting there and I go, okay, so, I mean, I guess we'll drop you off at your room. And he goes, could we... And I go, well, we could go to the Botanical Garden, which is, Berkeley has its own, it's like 34 acres, it's really cool, represents all, if you've never been, and listen, I'm a huge Botanical Garden fan, I've been to all the Botanical Gardens around here, and I hadn't been to the Berkeley one, so I'm
when
super
you say
excited about
the
it.
The unfinished sentence of, couldn't we, what you mean is, could you not leave?
Right.
Right, okay.
So couldn't we? Because it was about 1 o'clock, and so people are moving in all day, and then the first activity for orientation week was going to happen at 8 o'clock at night. And he was feeling like, well, do you have to go? And we didn't. So we said, we'll go to the Botanical Garden. So we walked around there for about 2 hours, and at about 3:45, I was like, look,
I would have been all, you can go to the garden yourself, kid.
No, it was actually a really great day. So, and that's what I said. I go, we have to go. We're going to hit traffic. He goes, well, what am I going to do for the next Friday? I go, you're going to go in there and you're going to see those. You should have used that. Nothing's wrong with him. It's, you know.
Sheltered those kids too much.
Really?
Yeah, even though you've taken them around the world, they still want to
I'll own it then. Fine. Bad parenting. You know, I'm sorry that my kid didn't want to, you know, leave his mommy. So
weird.
Jesus. I have no apologies for that.
Like, we're you know what? Really, I think it's super sweet. I just like to make fun of you for it. What? So
I can't relate to it either, but yeah. I don't. But it's cool. Good for them. Yeah. They love their mom and dad, and they
fantastic.
Never want to. I can't relate to it at all.
So we drop
great.
Him back off there, and I took a couple pictures of him standing there at the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And I was totally holding it together,
good.
And so was John. And I could tell Riley, you know, like his eyes were kind of wide, and. Like, just go in there and meet the other people. Because they have these suites. Like, there's a door that locks. And beyond the door are 8 or 9 rooms. Each has 2 kids in it. And then there's a little common room. And then there's a...
Like the TV room or something?
Right. Well, there's no TV in there. But because apparently you don't need those anymore. Everybody has their computer or their phone.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's like it has a dining table and there's a couple couches and stuff or little chairs. And so there's a little common room, the 8 rooms, and those are all, that's the suite. That's the, you know, behind this door. And it has 1 men's room, one ladies' room. I said, just go in there and just sit in the common room. Like, get your laptop and then as people come in, be friendly and say hello. And so he did that and then... as soon as we got in the car and drove off, I was, you know, total waterworks, and John was sniffing and, you know, had sunglasses on. And was,
oh.
John never cries.
He doesn't really, but we were. It was just kind of a crazy moment. Like, it was such a momentous day, and
sure.
We were so, like, oh. And then, so we get home, and I text him, like, you know, hey, is your roommate back? Have you met anybody? And, by the time we'd...
Come
time,
get me.
No.
I'm on the curb.
I don't want to.
You know, it was harder than I thought. And then...
what did he say?
Later in the night, he texted something like he goes, no, nobody's back, but I'm talking to some guy from down the hall, and it's all good. And then last night at midnight, let me see if I can find the... He said, had a great first day, met a lot of cool people who I like, love and miss you guys so much. And that was it.
All right.
I know. That was at 12:03 in the morning. And they had some event for the suite mates at 8 o'clock. And then at 10 o'clock, there was some kind of, you know, freshman orientation mm-hmm. party. There was zip lining and
oh, wow.
And music. And,
cool.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Hopefully he had a ball. I'm going to try to not call him for a couple of days. But I am putting a care package together.
What does that mean?
Already?
Yeah,
you're
absolutely.
You're going to mail him something?
Yeah, I'm going to try and mail him something every week or so. Some power bars and some.
Oh.
I don't know what else. What do you give a kid at school?
Mighty Iota.
Oh my God, that's right. Ding, ding, shame.
Oh, Johnny stuff.
Yeah, Johnny.
So do you
Johnny's
think he'll be back scene. This Sunday?
He wants to come back and watch the show. I guess
know.
It'll depend.
Okay.
He doesn't have a car. What's he going to use?
We will go get him.
Oh, you'll go get him.
And then John will drive him back afterward. Oh. Just to watch Game of Thrones. I mean.
Sure. We got 2 episodes.
There's only 2 episodes left.
Oh, right. I watched it yesterday well as Ray
Did you
Donovan.
Watch it? You didn't even mention it yesterday.
I know.
It didn't come up yesterday, and it's funny because so many momentous things happened on that
episode.
Oh,
I didn't think so. I thought it was a boring episode.
Did you not notice?
I didn't. I was looking at my laptop, too.
What did you think about the Samwell Tarly scene?
Well, which one? The one where they're quietly at the table? Because Hooman mentioned it yesterday. And he mentioned that you, like, knew something that happened there. That's the scene where I went, well, this is a boring part. What's going on in the world?
Yeah, that
even,
was... There was a major reveal during that.
Mm-hmm.
As the girl was reading.
And I don't... And I actually thought... Because he just doesn't even hear it. Samwell doesn't even hear what she has just mm-hmm. said.
He doesn't hear it.
No.
That's not what inspired him to move...
No, he's trying to fight the Night King. He could care less about, you know, the annulment.
The annulment
of Rhaegar Targaryen's...
Annulment.
Yeah. Annulment.
Yeah.
Of his marriage and his secret remarriage.
Oh.
Do you know where that goes?
Sure, okay. I get it. Because Hooman spoiled it yesterday for me. But I wouldn't have known it at all if he didn't tell me, so I'm glad he did.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. I don't mean spoiled it in a bad way, but I'm telling you, I missed it. Yeah. I think most people missed it.
Well, and that's... You know what, though? I just don't know if... That's... I feel like it was super buried, but here's the thing. So he takes that book that she's reading, and he... I think it's significant that he plopped it in his kid's lap. Like, did you notice that part?
Yeah, I did see that part.
Okay. That, yeah.
Because I think that book is going to go with them. So he goes and he gathers all these scrolls and all these things because he's going to try and do this research and he's getting the hell out of there and he's got to find a way to defeat the Night King. He's freaking out about this thing because he's seen it. And I think that the kid who just got given the book, at first I was like, oh no, he's going to tear the page up and he's going to put baby spit and baby fingers all over it and ruin it. I think that is going to make that book come with him. And because the kid is going to be like, oh, this is my book. And so that book went with him. And so somehow that information is going to be.
Well, there are two big things. One, the dragon likes Jon.
Yeah.
Dragon, that was great.
The dragon sensed that he's.
A Targaryen.
Mm.
And two, the chick read the words in the book.
Which means he's a true-born son.
True-born. No longer
a Snow.
He's
not a bastard.
I thought I didn't realize that he didn't hear what she was saying. I thought he went, what? Oh. And then he gathered the stuff up because he had to go find Jon.
No, he was...
Yeah, where's he riding to?
I don't know. I guess he is going to go find Jon. I'm not sure where he's headed, although he doesn't know that his... Spoiler alert. This is a total spoiler.
Just do it.
He doesn't realize that his dad and brother are dead.
Burned by the dragon.
Okay,
burned by the dragon.
That's what I was asking John.
He's now the man of his house.
Uh-huh.
We just found out that not only, because that was the big reveal there, was that we all thought, or I thought, that Rhaegar didn't love his wife. He loved Ilyanna, whatever her name is, Stark, knocked her up out of wedlock. Mm-hmm. No, he annulled his marriage to this wife. He set her aside and married Ilyanna Stark. So that is it. So Jon Targaryen, is next in line for, he's the child.
Iron Throne.
The child of the firstborn son of Aegon. I'm not sure what the mad king's name was.
Yeah. Dracarys.
Well, I have to Dracarys. Keep reading articles. I read one article today, read one yesterday, just so I could figure out, okay, that's so-and-so. Okay, I don't know. Let me go on to the next thing. Okay. So I'm piecing things together, and especially you guys talking. I'm like, oh.
You know what I was trying to explain
to John yesterday. He actually, Vinny, when Sam was doing that scene yesterday, John's like, okay. Let me go to the bathroom. I'm like, wait, hold on. This is important. Come back.
This part's important.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... There's no commercial break, so you do find yourself in a quiet time going, well, this is my chance.
We need to pause it.
Oh, exactly.
Come on.
Yeah.
Who's got all day?
I got all day. I, in fact, if anything, we try to delay the start as long as possible. We stop it. If anyone has something to say, we stop the show and have a discussion.
I have a theory.
What is your theory?
Tell me if this will work for you.
Okay.
I think there's going to be a moment where Sansa and Arya are at each other's throats because Littlefinger is playing Arya so hard.
Yeah.
And the only thing that's going to save them is Catelyn Stark is going to come from the dead and rescue her daughters. What do you think?
No, I think it's too late for them to... I mean, she died in season 3.
She was roaming around during the fight the other day.
I think that was just like a nod to fans of the books or something. I don't think...
You liked it for a second.
I like it. I do like it. But there's a total of 8 episodes left in the entire series. Like, I just don't think they have time to work Lady Stoneheart in. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
I don't know what's going to happen, but all I know is that, you know, Littlefinger, he thinks he's going to pull one over on Arya, but I think the guy's going to go down.
Oh, I hope so. He's such a sleaze.
Oh, he is a sleaze.
Yeah, hiding in the shadows. Suddenly you go, oh, he knew she's supposed to be better than that.
Right. I know.
But he's,
playing right
you
into
know,
him.
She's underestimating him.
The next 2 episodes are going to be incredible. first the
they better be
the one
because the season ends in two episodes.
The snow, and then the final episode. Sarah and I and John were talking. We really think the Hound and the Mountain are going to fight in the arena.
Well, you think that.
You don't think that either?
I don't think it's going to happen until next season. I think what's going to happen is they're going to catch the White Walker in episode six.
Seven. Oh, yeah, six. Yeah.
And in episode...
Wait, next week?
Next week.
Really? You think the coming attraction with them running for their lives from the White Walkers is a sign of them catching it?
I will also tell you who I think is going to die. Beric Dondarrion and that wino priest that he's with. Everybody else lives and they get a White Walker.
Who's Beric?
The guy with the eye patch.
Oh, okay. When they found
him. Well, he should die.
So,
why?
And then the rest of them are going to get a White Walker. They're going to get out of the north. They're going to... And then episode seven, they're going to bring the White Walker back and there's going to be... And Cersei and Daenerys are going to see this thing and say, oh my God, we have to go fight against these
together
people. And what's her bucket has, Cersei has wildfire, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
So she's got all the, remember she blew up the sept and she's got all that fire. And of course, Daenerys has the dragons. And so I think they are going to actually team up. And then next year will be the fight against the White Walkers and then ultimately the crowning of Daenerys.
And Cersei's with child, right?
She is.
Oh, spoiler alert. Come on.
We said spoiler alert.
You guys have been spoiling it all along.
I can't believe you used that.
How could you?
I love that she is.
Spoiling it, or no, that's spoiling it, and that's
happening. All right.
Sickos.
Who's going to be the father? Who are you going to say is going to be the father?
I didn't even read the article, but there was an article, because you know how there's a million afters.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, why do we still like Jamie? Because he is a scumbag sister humper.
Yeah.
And yet...
we do love him.
For some reason, people still like the guy.
You know what? Why do we still like Cersei? I mean, she's...
No one likes Cersei.
Oh my God, I love her!
No,
are you kidding
don't.
Me? I love
because
her.
She's complex.
She's
right. So evil.
These people are just
what's she
so...
going to do next?
I mean, the thing is, I love her. I mean, I do want her to die. I think she needs to.
Yeah.
Don't ever forget that moment where she kissed that girl on the mouth right in front of her mom.
No, that was 100%. That was 100% justified.
I know it was. Woman murdered
her daughter.
I know it was justified, but it was.
It was great.
Did you feel like, oh, that's the revenge I want from?
Yeah,
or
it was
were
good.
You like too much?
Well, I felt bad because I also like that the Sand Snake Lady
felt,
too.
Oh, you
but
like
you know
the
what?
Sand Snake?
One I thought was the most satisfying was when she took that nun bitch, the Shame Lady, and put her in there with the Mountain. I was like, yes, Cersei.
When are we gonna see nun bitch again?
We may have to pull you off this show. This may not be good for some of your tendencies. I don't know that we like you getting
fed. It's actually good. It's good that I have this vent, because if I didn't have it, maybe I'd be having to...
plotting to kill people. How would I kill someone, huh?
Let me count the ways. KLLC, KLLC.
Too bad for you.
You can after this. HD1 San Francisco. I guess that's close enough.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.